Welcome, curious minds, to another deep dive. Today we're jumping into fluid mechanics, or, you know, Mechanica dei Fluidi. And this isn't just about, like, plumbing or something. It's really fundamental, shapes so much of our world, often totally behind the scenes. We've got this great collection of key ideas, principles, and our mission really is to unpack them, to show how these kind of abstract concepts, they actually explain everything from your morning coffee swirl to, well, how a plane stays up there.
Yeah, it's amazing how broad it is. Fluid mechanics is just everywhere. You think about weather, blood flow in our bodies, even how a boat floats. It's all the same underlying physics, and getting a handle on these core terms, it really gives you a deeper feel for how things actually work.
Okay, so let's get into it. When we talk about fluids, the sources often start with fluids just sitting there at rest. Concepts like density pop up, basically how packed in stuff is, and pressure. What's the key thing about pressure, though?
Well, right. Pressure isn't just force. It's force over an area. But the real kicker is Pascal's principle. It's this incredibly powerful idea. It says that if you change the pressure anywhere in a sealed fluid, that change gets sent, like, instantly, everywhere through the fluid, undiminished. And that's not just textbook stuff. It's how hydraulic systems work. Think about a hydraulic jack lifting a heavy car.
Oh, right. Or like a dentist's chair going up and down.
Exactly. A small push turns into massive force.
Uh-huh.
That's Pascal making hard work easy. It's genius, really.
That really makes sense. And okay, sticking with fluids at rest, you absolutely have to talk about Archimedes' principle, the floating and sinking thing.
Absolutely. Archimedes nailed it. The buoyant force, the upward push on something in a fluid, equals the weight of the fluid it pushes aside. Mm. And the surprising bit, that's why a huge ship made of steel floats. You'd think it would just sink.
Yeah, steel's heavy.
Right. But it's designed to push aside a massive amount of water. Enough water that its weight equals the ship's weight. It's all about displacement. Kind of counterintuitive, but elegant.
Okay, so that's fluid staying still. What about when they start moving? The source material brings up steady fluid flow.
Yeah, now things get dynamic. A really neat idea here is the equation of continuity.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, for a fluid that you can't really compress, like water flowing in a pipe, the M flowing past any point stays the same. So if the pipe gets narrower,
the water has to speed up, like putting your thumb over a hose.
Exactly that. That's continuity right there. Simple observation, fundamental law.
And that flows, pardon the pun, right into Bernoulli's equation. This feels like where flight comes in.
Oh, absolutely. It's a cornerstone. Bernoulli connected fluid speed, pressure, and even height. His big insight was this trade-off. Faster fluid means lower pressure.
Lower pressure, okay.
Yeah. So an airplane wing is shaped, so air goes faster over the curved top than the flat bottom. Faster air on top means lower pressure on top.
So the higher pressure underneath pushes it up?
Well, it's more like the lower pressure above pulls it up. It's about creating that pressure difference. Really clever. And this also explains the Venturi effect. You know, squeeze the flow, pressure drops. Used in carburetors, spray bottles.
Hmm, interesting. But real fluids aren't perfect, right? There's friction. Our source mentions viscosity, the coefficient of viscosity.
Definitely. Viscosity is just a fluid's stickiness. It's resistance to flowing. Like honey versus water. Honey got high viscosity.
Yeah.
And this matters for understanding smooth flow, what we call laminar flow, where layers slide past each other nicely. It's also why things falling through air or water don't accelerate forever. They hit a terminal velocity. That involves Stokes' law for drag.
And the source even mentions some really cool modern uses, like Doppler flowmetry, using sound to see blood flow.
Yeah, and heat pumps, which are amazing for efficient heating and cooling. That's all fluid dynamics, too.
Okay, let's try and wrap this up. So we've kind of journeyed through the basics of fluid mechanics. We started with fluids at rest density, the surprising power of Pascal. Then into moving fluids, that continuity idea, and the really big one, Bernoulli's equation for lift and flow effects. And we even touched on the sticky stuff, friction, viscosity, laminar flow.
And if you step back, you see how it all connects, right?
Yeah.
Pressure, buoyancy, flow speed.
Yeah.
They aren't separate things. They're all part of one coherent science.
Mm.
And these aren't just, you know, equations on a page. They're fundamental laws. They govern the world around us from tiny scales to huge ones. They're literally everywhere.
So think about this. The next time you see water swirling down a drain, or feel the wind push against you, or just watch a boat bobbing on the water, consider how these deep principles are right there making it happen. What surprising examples of fluid mechanics will you notice in your world now?